A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Keresis Yud Aleph, Keresis 11b. Pagination is 22. We'll start a few lines from the top at the start of the third perek. In the beginning of the Masechta, we learned a principle, Zedono Kares, Shigigaso Chatos. If the person did the act purposely, whatever the violation is, and it would be a punishment of kares, cutting off, then shigigaso chatas, if he does it by mistake, the atonement korban involved is a korban chatas. So we have cases where a person accidentally lived with the wrong woman, he ate something that he wasn't supposed to eat, he did something on Shabbos he wasn't supposed to do. You could have cases of Zedono Kares Shigigaso Chatos. And our Mishnah is going to explore what evidence was there that would cause him to have to bring a Karban Chatos. The Mishnah begins. Amrulo. It's told to the person, Ochalto Chelev. You ate from the forbidden fats of an animal. He ate a piece of meat. He thought it was fine when he did it, so he was by mistake. But they tell him, no, that pile, that plate was not kosher. It had forbidden fat, and he ate a portion of forbidden fat. Mevi chatos, he's going to have to bring a korban chatos, because now with this new information of testimony, he is now aware of his mistake. Continuing in the Mishnah, Eid Omer, one witness says, Ochal, you're the one who ate the forbidden food. Ve'eid Omer lo Ochal, but a different witness contradicts him and says, no, he's not the one who ate the forbidden food. Isha Omeres Ochal, ve'isha Omeres lo Ochal. A woman says testimony he ate, and a different woman says testimony he didn't eat. The result is that it's a standoff. We don't have true evidence to the fact that he did something wrong. Mevi Asham Talui. That would be a case where he brings the in-doubt type of atonement, where the chet is serious enough that on the chance that he did it, he definitely wants an atonement. He doesn't want to leave this unattended to. But he can't bring a korban chatos because he doesn't know for sure. And therefore he brings an asham talui. And if it ever becomes clear that he did do it, at that point he would bring a korban chatos. The obvious wonderment is that the result of not knowing is that he's in a worse-off spot. He's going to bring one korban and possibly a second korban when he finds out. And the answer is fairly profound if we think about atonements. When the person is not sure if he did it, he could rationalize and think that I probably didn't do it, and even if I did do it, but we don't know for sure, so I shouldn't be held responsible. And these chataim are apparently serious enough that we don't go that route of reasoning. And instead, some atonement must be done, and it's a serious level of atonement so that we almost compensate for the rationalizations and excuses that a person might make. Eid Omer Ochal Vehu Omer Lo Achalti. There's a single witness saying that he ate, and the person himself says, I didn't eat. Potter. He's going to be potter because one witness does not have the power to clarify for us against the statement of the person himself. However, Shanayim Omrim Ochal, if two witnesses would say that he did eat, Vuhu Omer Lo Achalti, and he says, I didn't eat. So they're saying he did. He's saying he didn't. But it's two witnesses against him. Reb Meir Mechayiv. Reb Meir says he's going to be obligated to bring a karban because, like any testimony, two witnesses hold strong. Amar Reb Meir. Reb Meir explained, "Emeviyu shnayim l'day misa chamura." If two witnesses can cause a death sentence against someone for capital punishment, lo yivyuhu lidei karban akal, so certainly they should be able to enforce that a karban be brought. You have to totally believe them. Amrulo, the Chachamim responded, not so simple to believe two people against his word in the case of a karban. Ma'im yirtza loma mezida yisi Potter. We have to realize that if he would counter-argue to them, oh yeah, I did eat, but I did it purposely, he would be absolved of a karban. So it sounds almost like a migul, since if he wanted to absolve himself of a karban, he had a way out. He could have said, I did it purposely. So the fact that he's denying them straight away and saying, I didn't do it, but two witnesses is not quite as strong as one would think, just because they can convict in a capital case. But in the case of karban, they're not quite as definitive. Now, this idea of invoking the rule of migu in such a case needs further discussion. Number one, migu doesn't usually work against edim. Migu b'makom edim lo amrinon. Also, it's not really a migu to say, believe me when I say I didn't do it, because I could have said I did it purposely. Doing it purposely involves a tremendous stigma. A person might not want to say that I did it purposely, and therefore it's not such a good alternative argument which would give the person ne'emanus, trustworthiness. So that needs to be discussed further. If you're looking to see that inside, Art Scroll on 12a, note 5, discusses this theme. The Mishnah continues. Achal chelev v'chelev behelam achas. If a person ate forbidden fat and then ate forbidden fat again in the same forgetfulness, eno chayev elo achas, that's all considered one violation and only one carbon is brought. Achal chelev v'dam upigul v'nosar behelam achas. But if it's different violations in the same forgetfulness, each one has its own source of prohibition, and therefore each one is going to be its own karbon. This is a stringency that if it's different violations, you'll end up with a stricter ruling. Conversely, there's a stringency that could exist if you're dealing with one item as opposed to multiple prohibitions. Miminim harbe, shemocha kechatzi zayis v'chozav acha kechatzi zayis, because if a person ate half a portion and then ate another half a portion, be'alamachas, in one forgetfulness, mimin echad, if you're on one item, chayiv, the two are going to join and you will have eaten one portion. And that's the violation. Mishnei minim, but if it's two different types, like chelev, forbidden fat, and dam, forbidden the blood, so then potter, you only had half a portion, and that would not obligate in a karban chatos. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.